Martyaha.
Martyaha.
The living entities who are sure to die.
The living entities who are sure to die.
Mrityuvyalabhitaha. Afraid of the serpent of death.
Afraid of the serpent of death.
Palayan.
Running.
As soon as a serpent is seen, everyone runs away, fearing imminent death. Lokan. To the different planets. Sarvan. All. Nirbayam. Fearlessness. Na ajagachat. Do not obtain. Twat pada
abjam.
Of your lotus feet.
Prapya.
Obtaining the shelter.
Yadvich
Joya.
By chance.
By the mercy of your lordship and your representative.
By the mercy of your lordship and your representative.
The spiritual master.
The spiritual master.
Guru Kripa, Krishna Kripa.
Guru Kripa, Krishna Kripa.
Odya, presently, Sustaha,
being undisturbed and mentally composed,
Shite,
are sleeping,
Vityuhu, death, Asmat,
from those persons,
Apaiti,
please.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. No one in this material world has become free from the four principles, birth, death, old age, and disease, even by fleeing to various planets. But now that you have appeared, my Lord, death is fleeing in fear of you. And the living entities, having obtained shelter at your lotus feet by your mercy, are sleeping in full mental peace. Purport. There are different categories of living entities, but everyone is afraid of death. The highest aim of the karmis is to be promoted to the higher, heavenly planets, where the duration of life is very long. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 8:17, Sahasra Yuga Pariyantam Arha Yad Brahmano Viduhu. One day of Brahma equals 1,000 yugas, and each yuga consists of 4,300,000 years. Similarly, Brahma has a night of 1,000 times 4,300,000 years. In this way, we may calculate Brahma's month and day. And Brahma, who lives for millions and millions of years, Dviparardha Kala, also must die. According to Vedic Shastra, the inhabitants of the higher planetary systems live for 10,000 years. And just as Brahma's day is calculated to equal 4,300,000,000 of our years, one day in the higher planetary system equals 6 of our months. Karmis therefore try for promotion to the higher planetary systems, but this cannot free them from death. In this material world, everyone from Brahma to the insignificant ant must die. Therefore, this world is called Martya Loka. As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Ha Brahma Bhavana Loka Pudar Avartinor Juna. As long as one is within this material world, either on Brahma Loka or on any other loka within this universe, one must undergo the Kala Chakra of one life after another. Bhutva Praliyate. But if one returns to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Yadgatva Nani Vartante, one need not re-enter the limits of time. Therefore, devotees who have taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord can sleep very peacefully with this assurance from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Chaktva Deham Punar Janma Naiti. After giving up the present body, a devotee who has understood Krishna as he is need not return to this material world. The constitutional position for the living entity is eternity. Nahanyate hanyamane sharire nityam shasvato yam. Every living entity is eternal. But because of having fallen into this material world, one wanders within the universe, continually changing from one body to another. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Vamanda Brahmite, Kon Bhagyawan Jeev, Guru Krishna Prasadhe Pai, Bhakti Lata Bij. Everyone is wandering up and down within this universe, but one who is sufficiently fortunate comes in contact with Krishna consciousness by the mercy of the spiritual master and takes to the path of devotional service. Then one is assured of eternal life with no fear of death. When Krishna appears, everyone is freed from fear of death. Yet Devaki felt, we are still afraid of Kamsa, although you have appeared as our son. She was more or less bewildered as to why this should be so, and she appealed to the Lord to free her and Vasudev from this fear. In this connection, it may be noted that the moon is one of the heavenly planets. From the Vedic literature, we understand that one who goes to the moon receives a life with a duration of 10,000 years in which to enjoy the fruits of pious activities. If our so-called scientists are going to the moon, why should they come back here? We must conclude, without a doubt, that they have never gone to the moon. To go to the moon, one must have the qualifications of pious activities. Then one may go there and live. If one has gone to the moon, why should he return to this planet, where life is of a very short duration? Martya, subject to death, facing death. Modern conception is we should ignore death. Death is embarrassing. We should just live and enjoy while we can. And if someone's getting sick and old or is dying, we hide him away in some institution, in a hospital, in an old age home, in an asylum, a leper colony, someplace where we don't have to see these miseries. And we try to ignore them. And we indulge ourselves in entertainment, Walt Disney, and so on, to pretend that everything is fine. And if someone brings up the topic of death, he's considered unhealthy, morbid, unnecessarily worrying about what cannot be, nothing can be done about. If nothing could be done about the problems of janma mrityu jara vyadhi, then you could argue, why worry about it? If nothing can be done, then just accept it or ignore it. If the rabbit is about to be devoured by a much bigger animal, what can he do? So he closes his eyes. You know, that's his defense. He closes his eyes and pretends his enemy is not there. But the rabbit has no other recourse. He cannot fight back. He cannot run away. He's too small. If we had no defense, then you could argue, don't even think about death. But there is a solution. Mameva ye prapadyante mayametam tarantite. Or, more explicitly, janma mrityu janma karma cha me divyam evam yoveti Tatvataha Jatva Deham Punar Janma Naiti Ma Miti Sarjana. Can I be understood? I have a congested throat and my ear is stopped, so I can't even hear myself. Okay.
Switch off the phone?
No, it was from before. If, Krishna says, if someone can simply understand the transcendental nature of my birth and activities, then he won't have to die, and he'll have to die one more time but not take birth again. Punarjanmanaiti, he doesn't have to take birth again. This is the solution. It is a very explicit formula offered to us by Krishna. It is Krishna's promise that if you become Krishna conscious, you will solve the problem of death. So therefore, we should think about death. We should think about it all the time. Because there is a solution. If we have a big problem, but there is a solution, then we should think about it. Then we should worry. Let's struggle, strive to make the solution. Even the other religions, Christianity, there's a Lutheran hymn, song. Ich stehe mit einem Fuß im Grab. I'm standing with one foot in the grave. This is the meditation. You know, I'm half dead already, thank you. The Tibetan Buddhists also, they carry around as their symbolic, worship items, skulls and so on, to think about death. We also think about death. The Bhagavatam is full of reminders of death. And we shouldn't be morose about it or morbid in our mentality. If we continue to practice Krishna consciousness, we will come to the level of perfection of someone like Dhruva Maharaj. He's mentioned by Prabhupada in the purport, or actually he's discussed. Oh, that was in the verses we chanted this morning about Dhruva Loka. I guess he's not mentioned in the purport here. But Dhruva, he was not a pure devotee just 6 months before he met Narayan. And he met the Lord and got his blessings. And he continued his Krishna consciousness. He ruled for 30,000 years, I think, on the earth. In the on the throne of his father, Uttanapada. And then, because Lord Vishnu had promised it to him, the Vaikuntha airplane, Vaikuntha dutas came to take him to Vaikuntha. But he hadn't died yet. He was still in the same body. 30,000-year-old body, but it was still alive. We know about Dhruva as 5 years old, but now he's 30,005 years old. And death saw the airplane coming, and he came to claim Dhruva Maharaj. You can't go to Vaikuntha without dying first. Okay, you're going to Vaikuntha. You're still, I get you. I'm death and I get to capture you, and then you can go to Vaikuntha. First you die, then you go to Vaikuntha. But Dhruva Maharaj was so enthusiastic to get on the airplane, he didn't care. He just stepped on the head of death. Stepped on his head and got on the plane. So that's the perfection we can strive for. That we can step on the head of death and just use it as a convenience for attaining our destination. Otherwise, Marcho Bita, Palayan, Mityu Vyala. Vyala is a black snake, like Ajagara. Python that just swallows its prey. And death comes and just swallows us up whole. Everything and everything we have is swallowed by death. It's all wiped out. Our entire existence becomes just a memory. when death swallows us. So the most mortals are afraid of death, and therefore they're running away from death. They're not facing it bravely. They're trying everything they can to avoid even a thought of death, let us speak of actually accepting it. And no matter what, Lokan Sarvan, Nirbho Yomna Jagachat, no matter where he goes in the material world, up to Brahma Loka, he cannot find freedom from that fear. Prabhupada is talking in the purport how even Brahma, who lives for 4,300,000,000 years, I think that's about the estimated, according to the astronomers, that's about how old the solar system is. Some 4 billion years old. Brahma lives such a long time. 4 gigabytes of years. And he's afraid of his impending death. He's in anxiety. Avrama Bhuvana Loka Punar Avartin Arjuna. All the way up to the topmost planet, where we cannot even imagine how long they live. This is 100,000,000, 400,000,000 times the length of our own life, 500,000,000, 600,000,000 times the length of our own human lifespan. And that's not enough to free you from fear. Even you have that long to live, still you're afraid and anxiety. There's no solution to the anxiety. But Twatpadajam Prapya, when someone achieves Krishna's lotus feet, the feet are there. They're right here. You can grab them. Maybe considered aparad, you just grab onto Krishna's feet for no good reason. But they're right there, they're available. But to attain Krishna's lotus feet means to get his favor. Atapite deva padab jaya dvaya. Prashada eva leshanagrihita eva hi janati tatvam bhagavan mahimno. You can understand Krishna's glory only when his feet give you a drop of their mercy. You cannot overpower Krishna's feet by any material power. You cannot buy them. You can go buy a murti in the market, but you can't buy Krishna's lotus feet. They're not a material commodity to be purchased or to be conquered. They must show their favor and offer themselves to you. And that's a rare accomplishment. When one has obtained Krishna's lotus feet by his kindly putting them on our head, then prapya yajuchaya sushtushete, then one can rest peacefully and enjoy life freely. I'm sorry, Hare Krishna. Yajuchaya. And Mrityu leaves him alone. Death will leave him alone. Mrityu asmada paiti. Even if we have to die one more death, that's it. And that's just to get rid of this useless remnant of our material existence. Yeah. Just like you take a candy bar, take off the wrapper, and throw the wrapper in the garbage. Yeah. You don't want to eat the plastic in the paper. You just want to eat the candy inside. So you throw the wrappers in the garbage. So much money is wasted on packaging things. Paper, plastic, aluminum foil. And it's all thrown in the garbage. Maybe some of it, a small fraction, is recycled. So, like that, we have to discard this wrapping, blood, flesh, stool, throw it in the garbage, and then we can attain our perfection. Simple as that. Hare Krishna. So any questions or comments? Yes, please.
When it's Kali Yuga on Earth, is it Kali Yuga everywhere in the universe?
Maybe, technically, but the effects are not the same. If there are any effects of what we're experiencing as Kali Yuga, it's very subtle and minor on the higher planets. And for us, it's a long yuga, It's hundreds of thousands of years. For them, it's a much shorter time. So it's like the periods of the, like we have in a year, we have different seasons. And even in a day, in one day, there's times of different influences of the modes. In the morning, sattva-gun, and then in the afternoon, in the middle of the day, rajogun, in the evening, in night, tamogun is permanent. So they experience the same cycle, but as a shorter cycle. What for us is ages, for them is just a few months. You know, a bad, you know, like we're going through the rainy season. But it's just a few months and then it's over. So they, for Kali Yuga, for them, is just a few bad months. And what is what they experience is not anywhere near as bad as what we experience. Just subtle, subtle aggravations and frustrations, small things. Even if they have wars, they can have their limbs chopped up and even killed, and then someone comes and sprinkles Sanjeevani on them, and they come back to life. Even a war is not the disaster that we experience.
Yes, sir.
So how come that this last sentence, if they can come back to life just by sprinkling, I mean just so they can invoke?
Not always. But yeah.
So they have some powers and demigods to invoke, to call back the soul to the body?
It's rare. Ushana, Shukracharya knows the mantras for Sanjeevani. And maybe sometimes some of the demigods know the trick. Sometimes demigods are killed. Demons are killed very often in battle. But very often they have big battles and they're back for the next battle somehow. You know, even the ones who apparently were killed, they brought back to life. Or if they're injured, you know, then usually they recover. They have subtle bodies. You know, so if you cut off the arm of a subtle body, what is that? I mean, you can't actually do that. It's just, you imagine that. You can't cut a subtle body into pieces, not physically. You know? And their bodies are subtle bodies. Are you there? Yes, please.
The soul leaving the body.
Yes.
Then the soul will get direct another body, or there is a soul process.
The way that Prabhupada has taught it, I think the way it is described in the Bhagavatam, that very quickly, at the moment of death, the prana carries the subtle body and the soul inside the subtle body to the next gross body, and it happened. You can travel to the other side of the universe in a few seconds. And you immediately enter, a new embryo that has just been fertilized. You immediately enter the next mother's womb after maybe a few seconds delay. And what it says in other shastras about, you know, hanging around the body for 11 days, or you know, going to some limbo where you stay for months, that doesn't agree with the Bhagavatam's teaching. You know, what the Bhagavatam teaches us is that immediately, or in a few seconds, you enter your next body.
Somebody saying that after 8 days, you have to get
there. I know, that's karmakanda, but I don't think that's correct. I think that's a mistaken idea, that the soul is actually, only if a sinful person, a man who is sinful, he's so attached to his body that he cannot leave it. And he stays around. It's like being a ghost. But I don't think that's a normal situation. Just like, you know, the son, at the cremation, the son is supposed to break his father's skull with a stick to let the soul escape the body. But the soul has already left. Yeah. You know, only if he's very sinful will the man stay in, you know, the soul stay in the body, or hang around the body and not leave. Okay. But the actual time in hell is very short. The time scale is different, so it seems to be a whole lifetime, but it's actually just a few hours that you spend in hell. Seems like years and years.
Is that related to, it seems that the higher you go up in the universe, then the time moves.
Yeah, well, the hell is below the earth, so the time is slowed down. What's for them at long duration is for us a short time. Just like for the heavenly planets, what's for us a long duration is a short time for them. You're brought down to a lower region, so time slows down. Subjectively, what you experience seems to be longer. And so they you know, the hounds of hell, or the Yamadutas, drag you through the road to hell, 93 million miles. You actually travel it in a few minutes, but it seems like a long time. We should be able to avoid that experience. Okay. Thank you. All glory to Srila Prabhupada. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.